And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Jason Hafen, your host of the Dane by Local Radio Show. Again, talking about local businesses, local nonprofits, local organizations, and the local mindset that we hope all of you have and continue to have as we move forward together in our community and try to strengthen that community and economy, the local economy. We talked about economics and financial things with Sue Peck earlier in the show. Again, love Sue being a sponsor of the program. You can find out more about her at evolutionfinplan.com and her services. And again, if you let Sue know that you heard about her on Devil Radio, that is also something that she appreciates and we appreciate as well here at the station. So please do that. All right. It is time to connect with Dane by Local and Megan Stern and talk about some of the happenings here coming up with DBL and how things are going and some new things on the website and resources for everybody in the community to use. So a lot to get to. Megan, how are you? Let's get into it.
I'm good. Thank you.
So tell me.
Yeah, I guess right off the. Oops, sorry.
No, go
right
for it.
The so top going with the economy that you just mentioned, I would love to just quickly hit on the Eat Local, Give Local. It's our next biggest event, and it is something we do every year. And every year, it's a really lovely promotion to get kind of rally the community to get them out and eating at or drinking at local food and beverage businesses in the area. And it's just a really positive experience. And this year, as we can imagine, is more important than ever, as our restaurants are really, really, and our those food and beverage businesses are really struggling with hiring and the supply chain and the increase in food supplies and trying to keep things local and important to kind of match the value of our community. And so this year more than ever, we just really want to support those businesses and make sure they know that we understand we need them in our community, and to show them that, we're going to use them. And so we have a one day selected. Obviously, do this whenever you can or your financials allow. But one day, Thursday, August 18th, from morning till night, doesn't matter how you utilize this. We have a list of all sorts of food and beverage industries, restaurants, coffee shops, bakeries, chocolate shops. Hit as many as you can or just one. Go to that list of people businesses participating, and show them your support. We do a lot of advertising. You're going to see it all around town, hopefully on the Metro buses soon. It's really exciting for us, too, because it's a way for us to, it's a small fundraiser for us to get some money to put back into the Dane by Local funds to keep encouraging and supporting local businesses.
It's also, now, I have not checked with your nutritionist, everybody.
Yeah.
But I think for one day, at least in particular, yeah, it's okay to maybe sneak in some things between regular meal times as well, if you're so inclined and have the ability. And when you do, go local, pick up maybe that extra cookie or extra scone or a cup of coffee if you want to. It will make the local restaurants and establishments happy. It helps support them, helps support Dane by Local. And again, a big plug and thank you to Isthmus Eye Care, the presenting sponsor of Eat Local, Give Local. Again, coming up in August, and that's August 18th. August 18th, all day and all night, anytime place is open that's participating, you can support them and support DBL at the same time.
Yes, and I will remind you that, like just like you said, you could go to N+1 in the morning and get your coffee. You could end your day with a drink at Working Draft Beer, and in the middle you can have, you know, eat all sorts of different restaurants, including a treat like you mentioned. We have just added Windsor Bread's Bakery and Coffee House. They posted some amazing pastries that they have there. So it's a full day, and it's lots of wonderful restaurants and locations. I will also put a plug in if there are business owners listening that are anything food and beverage related. We will take people up until the week of the event, and we come to you, do a Facebook Live interview. The only thing is, if you get registered by August 1st, you get the most of our marketing scheme kind of thing. So sooner the better, but you can do that through Dane by Local, www.danebylocal.com.
Yeah, head to the website, get involved, easy to sign up, easy to participate. That's the thing that I know is important for the staff, to make it easy for all the restaurant owners and, yeah, and people, because they're so busy, right? Easy to sign up, easy to get involved. And then, like you said, if you do it before August 1st, you get the full marketing exposure and highlighting, yeah, of your business throughout the event. And that's what you want. I mean, right? I mean, that's part of the gig. And we want to bring...
Yeah, that's part of the goal.
We want to bring people to your business. So let us help you do that and help us to... do that and make it happen. So it all connects together. Megan, something else that's really interesting is, of course, with Picnic by the Lake continuing on. Again, this Sunday, we've got another group down right off the lake and behind the East Side Club. Going to be another nice one with Ember Foods and North and South Seafood and Smokehouse.
Yeah, the live music this week, I believe, coming up is Lube. And I love this event. I love the vendors that come. Ember Foods and North and South have been really great supporters of Soups On as well, and producing just amazing, amazing food, including samosas, which are just the ones that Ember Food makes are amazing. So, great event.
Now, Megan, I saw a recent announcement before we go to a couple of resources on the Dane by Local website. I saw a recent announcement that the scholarship program that had been built up and funded over time is now going to be ready to give out scholarships to local students that want to have an interest in business and want to have an interest in becoming an entrepreneur. That is really exciting news.
Yeah, it is very, very exciting. It's something that our executive director has been working on, Colin, along with some other resources and organizations within our membership have been working on this. And I think he could probably speak better to it, but it's a pretty, keep an eye out for it, where it's going to start being listed soon. It's just a really fun, a great direction we're going with Dane by Local.
And if you're a youngster looking to pursue something and pursue a career as an entrepreneur, in business, there could be some extra funds out there for you. And as Megan and I both know, extra schooling past high school is not getting any less expensive. So every little bit can certainly every little bit can certainly help. All right, Megan, let's go back to the website here. So Dane by Local's website has some really incredible resources that have been developed here recently. A new feature is a local job listing. So tell us about the local jobs that can appear on Dane by Local's website, how people can use that resource if they're looking for a job or if they're looking to hire someone.
Yeah, this is kind of a passion interest for me right now because of our struggles in the community with workforce development, not just in the community, but in the world and in our country. So we often are advertising for our members job listings, and we've been able to, with the help of our office manager Lenica as well, been able to boost this up through our actual software. So only members of Dane by Local can post their job listings on our site. They can be up there as minimal as 2 weeks and beyond. The benefit for the businesses is it's a reliable source. We're monitoring it, and it's going to be a really, you know, a respectable trusted place to go. The flip side is, for the people out there looking for jobs, we are just so adamant that you consider local businesses to work for. I know that maybe a bigger company may pay more, but these companies on our membership list may pay less, but they offer so much more, you know, as far as flexibility and support and kindness and all those things that we may need at this time in our lives. So if you were to go on there, if you're looking for a job, this is going to be a really great resource for those that want to work for great companies that are owned by local people. So it's just a really trusted resource. I would highly recommend it.
I would say that experience that you mentioned, too, about working for a local company or local business was echoed so strongly and highlighted in the leadership conference that we had back in May. That was what they talked about. These are local business owners that care about you as an employee, that want to build a family or a group, a team that, you know, is also invested in their business because they know they need you to be invested to succeed. And they're relying on you to succeed. So they give in to you and help you connect to their business. So then all of you together move in the same direction. And I think that's something that's, you don't find that everywhere. Let me just say that.
You absolutely do not. And I think it's just a lot of time is being spent right now on education in our community about what workforce is because it's changing. And as business owners, people need to accept that the workforce is different than it used to be. And what does that look like? And on the flip side, as an employee, you have to be more discerning and you have more opportunities. But in doing that, you also get to be part of this kind of revolution of what workforce is, helping shape what it's going to look like. And these small businesses are the ones that are being the most innovative right now. They're the ones working the hardest because they need it the most.
So, Megan, another resource that's right on the website and right next to the job listing tab or button is the Dane by Local business listings. So, actually, member listings. So, it includes nonprofits and local businesses. People can search if they're looking for basically any type of industry, looking for any type of business, and want to work for a local business or with a local business. They can search that feature and find trusted local businesses right here in our community, pretty much regardless of what service or whatever type of business you're looking for.
Absolutely. And it's the more we work on this, the more we develop it, and the more our business owners put information in there, the beefier it is. So we want it to be your search engine in the community. We want you to know that if I need to get my car fixed or I woke up and I want a donut this morning, like right now I put donut in the search engine and I can go to Lingonberry Llama and get a fresh donut. And so like you have these resources at your fingertips and they're trusted and they're reliable again and all local. So it's really important, really great resource.
All right, Megan. So, again, great resources right on the website, danebylocal.com. We also have just another minute here to go. So, anything else we need to plug or promote out there in the community this weekend?
Well, I'm also Eat by Local, Eat Local, Give Local is on my right in my forefront, but right behind that will be the car show and our family fun event that we host in Fitchburg at McKee Farms Park. We are looking still for all sorts of vendors, promotional vendors, business vendors, food and beverage, arts and crafts. Again, go to our website, sign up. We try to keep all of our fees pretty low and make it easy. Also cars. And if you do love cars, I'm headed right after this call, I'm headed over to Boulevard Lanes where the ProClips is hosting a car show that benefits the Dane County Humane Society, which is one of our strongest members in Dane by Local. And so I'm really excited to go support them.
Great point. Car shows all around this time of year. Megan, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend. And we'll check with you again real soon, okay?
You too. Thanks, Jason.
That's the show this week. Again, head down to Knuckleheads, Maxwell Street Days. Right down to State Street, Knuckleheads 520 State Street. Outside the Pizza Box, up next.